This Sunday, Peru holds its second presidential vote in 12 months, one of the most tumultuous years in the country's history. The frontrunner is Alejandro Toledo, the candidate who last year accused President Alberto Fujimori of stealing the election, a charge later confirmed by international election observers. Fujimori has fled the country, and Toledo is leading the pack in what most people say is the cleanest campaign Peru has seen in years. But some Peruvians worry that Toledo is maintaining his lead by exploiting the racial tensions in a country where most people are of Indian descent. NPR's Martin Costi reports.
On a crystal clear night in the ancient Inca capital of Cusco, thousands of Peruvians chant the name of a long-dead Andean emperor. Pachacutec is a historical figure. Some scholars say he's mythical. But tonight his name is applied to a very modern man, Alejandro Toledo. Toledo is a Stanford-trained economist who speaks English and whose resume includes a stint at the World Bank. But to this largely Indian crowd, he represents the second coming of Inca greatness. Elisa Torre, dressed in traditional Andean colors, can barely contain her excitement as she shouts in broken Spanish.
Alejandro Toledo! Presidente! Oigo Pachacutec! Inca! Inca Huawa!
Toledo is the new Pachacutec, Torre shouts. This is an image that Toledo has done much to encourage. During last year's campaign, the dark-skinned Toledo donned an Indian-style headband to create the image of an Inca warrior confronting the Asian interloper, former President Alberto Fujimori. Toledo regularly refers to himself as a cholo, the somewhat condescending term for mestizos and Highland Indians, who together make up the majority of the population. At rallies, an official campaign cheerleader is the one who gets the crowd to chant the name of Pachacutec. Still, Eliani Karp, Toledo's Belgian-born wife, says Peruvians have spontaneously recognized her husband's Inca-like qualities.
They have identified him for a number of reasons, the leadership, the strength, stubbornness, as he himself says. Soy indio y terco, I'm Indian, I'm stubborn, and I will not let this happen when he refers to dictatorship.
Karp is an expert on Inca history, and she's been the architect of Toledo's Pachacutec identity. At rallies, she takes the microphone and speaks Quechua, the Indian language, then switches to Spanish to recite a legend about an Inca king who returns after 500 years to liberate the Peruvian nation from its Spanish conquerors. Toledo's critics say Karp's speeches verge on racism, especially when this white European woman denounces what she calls the little whiteys in Lima, who fear her husband's victory. Lima political analyst Carlos Tapia says this campaign's rhetoric risks creating a racial divide in Peruvian politics.
This is dangerous. I don't mean to deny Toledo the credit for his fight for democracy, but this kind of racial leadership is a leadership that is not just pre-democratic, it's pre-modern, and it's very dangerous.
Toledo brushes off this concern, saying his Inca-inspired campaign is not meant to be divisive.
I want to be a president of all Peruvians. We are experiencing a country with deep division, deep wounds, polarized politically, economically, socially. If we really want to bring this country into sustained rates of economic growth and social development, we need to construct governability. And that means that we need to integrate.
But there are indications that many Peruvians have been starved for the kind of racial pride that Toledo has brought into this campaign. In a new poll of Peruvian voters, 80% say Toledo is the candidate who looks the most like his countrymen. Martin Costi, NPR News, Cusco, Peru.